Andrew Schneider on KNIA, KRLS Radio, here on Senior Night for the Pella Boys Wrestling Team, here with two members of the Dutch. We've got ourselves Brecken Ritzert and Carter Van Clay. First of all, Brecken, a little bit of a away from wrestling right now as we get into the postseason, but what's it mean now to be here tonight to celebrate the senior class and 4 years here at the program?
Well, it's great, you know. It's something special that we have on our team with the brotherhood that we have. And it's a special thing to be a part of, you know, coming from a different school. It's good that I can build the relationships with other people. And only being here for 2 years, I truly believe that I've built those relationships. And it's something that I hold close to myself as a part of this team. And tonight's a special night as we get to honor our seniors. And being one of them, it's cool to look back to see the achievements and see what we've done as a team. So I guess that's what's important to me, and to go out there and see some good matches from my teammates, and get excited for what's to come at state qualifying.
Yeah, similar question, Carter. What does it mean to be able to celebrate with this group of guys, in some cases two, other cases 4 years together?
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, we have a really tight-knit team, like Brecken said, a bunch of different guys that really wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for wrestling. So I think that's really cool. And, you know, every day in practice, something that makes us really different is that we have a ton of fun, and we have a really fun environment. So it's definitely something I'm going to miss.
Well, and for both of you, too, obviously some legacy in the program with older brothers that were state qualifiers and had a ton of success. How cool is that to kind of carry that on? And in your case, have a younger brother on the team, too, again this year for a second straight year, and to be able to kind of keep that tradition going.
Yeah, it's great. It's really fun. It brings some energy that some people don't get to experience, but I love every second of it. You know, and him being a smaller guy, it's kind of fun. I mean, we don't get to wrestle each other all that often in the wrestling room, but we like to mess around sometimes. But carrying on that legacy, I mean, it's important. I know having an older brother, he was successful, and man, it's good to look up to him, seeing him on a board in our room as a state qualifiers, and it's also cool to join him. So carrying on that legacy, yeah, it's important, but also just having fun every day with my younger brother and seeing what he can do.
Well, and that's got to be crazy for you, Carter, right? You kind of grew up. You're only a few years younger than your older brother, but now here you are as a senior. How neat is that to kind of keep that going yourself and to be able to you know, keep that name here in the program? Obviously, your dad's got a rich history with wrestling, too, and to be able to establish your own legacy.
Yeah, it's cool to see how it's gone by really fast, and it feels like just yesterday I was a freshman, Jackson was a junior and senior, but I think it's cool how our, I guess, legacy or family has kind of been intertwined with Pella Wrestling, and just, I feel like we've really impacted it, and it's awesome to see how far we've come from just 10 years ago, Pella Wrestling not really being a factor at all in the state level. So I think it's cool how we've really developed as a team.
Well, and your guys' postseason, a little derailed. You guys are out for the conference meet this weekend, but how important is it still to cheer all these guys on? You still have a lot of guys who have some high hopes even at the conference meet, and to be able to get yourself ready for that upcoming district run.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of good matches. There always is with the conference that we're in, but it's exciting. And the energy that's going to be needed to win those matches is got to come, but I think we got it. And it'll be exciting to see what we can do against these good kids, good opponents that, you know, that we might even see at state qualifying, knowing that Norwalk's there. It'll be interesting to see what we can do against them. And I'd say we're a good enough team to put up good matches against them, too. It's not like they're too much of a powerhouse, so it's going to be interesting, but it's going to be exciting. Different outcomes from different people, but I look forward to it, and I know the guys do too, and it's important to them. It's individually, it might be important for other people as well.
Well, Carter, you guys have seen some of the best in the best of the state, especially with Indianola in your conference and them being number two. How does that prepare you year in and year out, knowing, again, like you said, the program has really elevated its status these last couple of years, and how does that get you ready for a district meet, knowing you've seen the best of the best all year?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we see really solid teams like Indianola, and it's definitely a good test, right? Because there's no pressure. There's such a when you face good teams like that, there's really no pressure. It's just a test, right? You know, it's the same effort every single time. It's just a test to see where you're at. So I think that's awesome that we see good teams like that.
Well, then, Brecken, I know your goal is to get back to Des Moines and have that opportunity again. And in a couple weeks, you'll have your opportunity to test that at districts. What's the mindset going into that, knowing that you've tasted it up there a little bit, and to really give yourself an opportunity this year to go even further?
Yeah, eager to get back, but it's going to be tough. So I know I got to bring my A game at state qualifying. I know that there's a couple ranked wrestlers ahead of me at state qualifying. So it'll be tough, but, you know, wrestling's wrestling. Anything can happen, and going in with confidence is important, and trusting my skills, trusting what I've gone through for the past 5 months of training it's going to pay off. So just trusting my training, trusting my instincts, and wrestle the best I can.
Well, and Carter, I know that there's a lot of guys on this team that have come really close to going to state, and I know you're one of them. Just how important would it be for you to make a big push at districts, knowing that you're probably going in as a little bit of an underdog and to have an opportunity, though, to prove yourself and to get yourself to Des Moines and some other guys to Des Moines as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. You know, there's, like I said, no pressure. Just going to have a ton of fun and, you know, give it my all, and whatever happens, happens.
Brecken Ritzert and Carter Van Clay, congratulations on a great season so far, and all the best of luck to you at districts. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.